ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम यश्चन्दसाम ऋषभो विश्व यये नमजमो ययम् कथं सपुरुषः पार्थ कं घातयति हन्तिकम् यः येनम् आत्मानं वेत्ति कीदृशम् आत्मानं वेत्ति हि हु नोस् दिस् सेल्फ् टु बि अविनाशी अव्ययः अनाशी अजः हि हु नोस् दिस् सेल्फ् टु बि दि इन्डिस्ट्रिक्टबल् इन्डिक्लैनबल् एक्सेट्रा He who knows the swarupam of the Atma, one who knows the Atma swarupam, and he definitely knows what? He knows the actionlessness being the nature of the Atma. Therefore, and one who has resolved his identity with that Atma swarupam, definitely is free from doership and enjoyership. He is free from the notion that He is the doer and the enjoyer. But still, physically, orally, mentally, he'll be active. But being active does not mean that he still has doership. And not having doership does not mean as he gives up his actions, physical, mental, oral activities. But manasa santyajya, we're going to see that later on. So we've seen till now. The many arguments, the many things Shankara has been discussing, simply just to make it very clear, he repeats the subject matter here. What we saw here, there was a doubt. What is mainly in this context? He also explained what sarva karma sannyasaha, and he talked about the vidvat sannyasa and also vidisha sannyasaha. Understand, we are not talking about the Vividisha Sannyasi here, but the Vidvat Sannyasi. Vidvat Sannyasi means what? Sannyasi means one who has given up, or one who is free from. Okay? And here Vidvat Sannyasi is the one who has given up what? Given up the notion of oneself being the doer and the enjoyer. He is free from the notion of himself being the doer or the enjoyer. That means what? He knows the self. He is vidwan. Vid means knowledge. And the vidwan means jnanavan. Kasya jnanavan? Atma swarupa jnanavan. One who has the knowledge of the self. And saha is a vidwan. Acha vidwan definitely is a sannyasi. Vidwan becomes a sannyasi. One who knows the self definitely becomes a sannyasi. How does he become a sannyasi? Become a sannyasi means what? He gives up. What does he give up? He gives up the notion of himself being the doer and the enjoyer. Why? One who knows the Atma, definitely he doesn't have I sense, aham buddhi in the body, mind sense complex. Why? He has resolved his identity with the self. He lives in the self, body, he has everything. It's a jivan muktaha, but still he is free from the notion that he is the doer. And he is the vidvat sannyasana means what? Giving up the notion of oneself being the doer and enjoyer, you know, which is possible only in the veka, the knowledge of self being free from doership and enjoyership. Which vidvat sannyasaha. Okay, that Shankara explained here. And such a person, one who is vidvat sannyasi, one who is free from the notion of himself being the doer and enjoyer, definitely cannot do any action. How? Cannot do any action, cannot perform any action with the doership. To do any action with the doership, what? He must be an ajnani. And for ajnani, one should have the doership to do any action impelled by one's desires. Understand? So he cannot do any actions impelled by desires because already free from the hold of desires. One reason is he is free from the hold of desires. He cannot be impelled, his actions cannot be impelled by desires. Therefore, and he doesn't have the doership also. Therefore, such a person cannot, not only the act of killing, it's only given here as an example, he cannot do any action. Then here the question comes. Therefore, kaha, kam ghatayati, kam hanti, katham ghatayati, katham hanti. These four questions, even though they presented, akshepartya prashnaha, objecting. The questions are presented in order to object. How is it possible? Just to say it is impossible. It is to say to impossible for a jnani, you know, who knows the Atma and who doesn't have aham buddhi in the bonus complex, to have the doership and to involve in any actions with the doership. Understand? That's what is said here. Therefore, we have to see the page 48, isn't it, Ratnaji?
Yes.
Kva punaha
vidushaha
adhikaraha iti.
Vidushaha adhikaraha iti.
Etaduktam. Well, because previously, before this Bhashyam came, there was discussion, okay, this Karmakanda, rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda of the Veda are not for a jnani. Not for a jnani. Why? Jnani doesn't need to do anything. He cannot perform karma karmas, nor can he perform any karma he cannot perform. Therefore, those rituals are not meant for jnanis, they're meant for ajnanis. And therefore, the question came then, jnanis, why jnanakanda also is meant for ajnanis? Why should you talk about this? The karmas being not prescribed for an ajnani. Then he explained, no, why is said here, a vidvan sannyasa, jnani cannot perform any actions because the one who doesn't have the doership cannot perform any ritual prescribed in the karmakanda. Because there is no kamya, there are no kamas for him to do any kamya karma also. That is why I said, but actually the two lifestyles prescribed, I told very, very clearly last class, I ended there. In fact, the moksha, for the moksha, jnanam is the only means. And for that jnanam, one has to live a life of self-enquiry. And it's, you know, for that self-enquiry, one should know all day what the self is. Understand? I mean, one has to be contemplative. But to know, knowing the self, dwelling upon the nature of the self, ascertaining that nature of the self, one becomes free from doership and enjoyership. That's a different thing, but till then, if a person is not ready for the jnanam, then he has to live a life of karma yoga. For karma yoginam, you know, yoginam karma yogaha, sankhyanam jnana yogaha, if the two lifestyles are prescribed, two lifestyles are said to be two paths, but not two paths directly going to the moksha, but two paths, one leading to the other. That we saw last class. Therefore, then the question comes here again. Kva punaha vidushaha adhikaraha iti.
Vidushaha adhikaraha iti.
Kva adhikaraha vidushaha. Okay, what is the jnani eligible for? What is this jnani? What is meant for a jnani then? Yetaduktam purvameva. Why do you ask? Purvameva yetaduktam. Yetadu, this has been answered. This question, what is a jnani qualified for, has already been uktam, has already been said. Purvameva, this question has been answered. You're asking me again. It's okay. Katam uktam jnana yogena sankhyanam. Jnana yogena sankhyanam. Okay, in fact, this is from third chapter, third verse. But Shankara can quote this. Why? Because the Purva Pakshi can always come from any part of the Shruti, any part of the Gita, he can ask some questions. Well, he also quotes readily, he also has his quotations readily, even to explain this verse. Okay, Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam, Karma Yogena Yoginam. Two lifestyles means all the karma, performance of rituals, performance of karma, nitya, naimittika, prayaschitta, kamya, understand, kamya, karmas, all four types of karmas have been prescribed for whom? For an ajnani, who is not yet ready for jnanam. Okay, who knows the value of jnanam, who wants jnanam, who is not yet ready for jnanam, who wants to prepare himself for jnanam, for such a person karma kanda has been, the karma yoga margaha, okay, karma yoga has been prescribed, living a life of karma yoga has been prescribed. Okay, and the one who has at least, who is an ajnani, but still who has at least all the, who is ready, qualified for Atma Swarupa Vichara, and such a person, ajnani but still who is ready for Atma Swarupa Vichara, who can be meditative, who is ready for meditative life, for such a person sannyasa lifestyle is prescribed, and not, that is, he is a Vidisha sannyasi, and also there is also Vidvat sannyasaha, the Vidwan who has known the self, and all that he needs to do is he has to ascertain his vision. Understand? And for sthita prajnaha, who has to become. And for him, jnana yogena sankhyanam. For sannyasinam, jnana yoga lifestyle has been prescribed. Understand? So, this has already been said. Jnani, what should a vidwan do? What should a vidwan do? Vidwan need not do anything. Understand now? Avidwan has to do everything. Vidwan need not do. Vidushaha kaha adhikara, the presentation of question is such. What should a vidwan do? That's what the question. What should a jnani do? In fact, one has to do everything to become a jnani. Okay, having become a jnani, he doesn't need to do anything. What is the question? All that he needs to do is, understand, he has to withdraw himself. He will naturally withdraw himself. Understand? So, jnana yogena sankhyanam. So, sankhyaha here means a sannyasi, vidvat sannyasi. Understand? Or a vidushasa sannyasi, in fact. So, sankhyanam iti. So, here he talks about the vidvat sannyasi. He talks about the vidwan. The question is about the vidwan. Therefore, Shankara says, Yetad uktam purvameva, yetad uktam purvameva. This has been answered even before, jnana yogena sankhyanam iti. Tathacha, sarva karma sannyasam vakshyati.
Sarva karma sannyasam vakshyati.
Okay, not only that has been answered before, okay, sarva karma sannyasam vakshyati is also going to talk about what? Sarva karma sannyasaha, giving up of all actions. But that, how? Sarva karmani manasa santyajya manasa ityadina. There are many verses which talk about the sarva karma sannyasaha. Like what? One verse he is quoting is from the 5th chapter, 13th verse. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasyaste sukham vashi is going to, so we see that later on. So sarva karma sanyasam, there are also verse in other chapters like mana sarva karmani manasa etc. It's already been quoted by me a verse from the 3rd chapter as jnana yogena sankhyanam iti. All it has been quoted. What does it mean? For a vidwan, jnana yoga alone has been prescribed. Understand? For a vidwan, jnana yoga has been prescribed. Jnana yoga lifestyle has been prescribed. That means what? he'll be doing, understand? That means he will be dwelling upon the nature of the Atma, which he already knows. Okay, for the assimilation of this knowledge. So the question comes, oh, that means, does it mean he has to give up all the actions physically, meant? Because sarva karmani manasa, Shankara says. Oh, the doubt comes. What's the doubt? We'll see that now. Nanu manasa iti vachanat. Manasa iti shabdasya uccharanena asmin sthane. In this context, because no, the what is the manasa? He uses word manasa. Okay, giving up all one's actions mentally, having given up all one's actions mentally, one remains. When jnani remains means what? Oh, manasa santyajya. He means, what the verse means is, he does not give up his activities physically. Jnani need not, cannot, okay, will not definitely give up his activities, physical activities or oral activities. He'll be talking to people, he'll be doing his activities. Mentally he has to think also what to do physically and all orally. He'll be active. But manasa santyajya means, in terms of knowledge, giving up the actions in terms of knowledge. Giving up the actions in terms of knowledge means what? Giving up the notion, I am the doer. Okay? Giving up the notion that I am the doer, doing physically and mentally, okay? Doing all one's actions without the aham buddhi in the body mind complex is called sarva karma sannyasaha. Shastra never says one should sit idle or lazy. In fact, nobody can ever sit without doing any karma. We are going to sit later on that also. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi. Kshanamapi kaschit nahi. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi. No, we are going to see that. One cannot sit even for a second without doing any action. Why? Because this is prakriti jaihi gunahi. No? This karma karyate. One is, you know, naturally forced to do karma. Therefore, nobody can sit without doing any action physically. That is the nature of the matter. That is how things work. So here, when he said, sarva karmani manasa sanyasya, when he quoted the verse, to say sarva karma sanyasa means, one gives up all one's actions mentally. Oh, mentally giving up the actions means what? He gives the actions mentally. Does he do physically or not? It's not giving, without thinking one cannot do any physical activity or oral activity. One has to think, one has to speak, one has to do physically. But what he gives up is only, he gives up the notion. In fact, he does not give up the notion gives him up. What is that? I am the doer. That notion has gone, the notion naturally resolves. Why the notion has resolved? Because aham, I sense in the body and its complex has been resolved. How? In the vekha, the knowledge of the meaning of the word I being consciousness, and which is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, he says, manasa iti vachanat na vachikanam kayikanam cha sanyasaha iti chet. Oh, vachikanam kayikanam sanyasaha na iti chet na sarva karmani iti viseshitatvat. When he says sarva karmani, when it has been mentioned, sarva karmani implies what? All activities. All activities means what? All physical, mental, oral, all activities. மானசானாமேவ சர்வகர்மணாம் இதி சேத் ந மனோ வியாபார பூர்வகாத் பூர்வகத்வாத் வாக்காய வியாபாராணாம் மனோ வியாபார அபாவே தத் அனுபபத்தேஹே தத் அனுபபத்தேஹே சி டியூ டு தி அன்டெனபிலிட்டி ஓகே ஆஃப் the physical and oral activities without the involvement of the mind, okay, one cannot give up mental activity. Manasa sanyasya, when he said, oh, does it mean that one has to give everything mentally, not physically and orally? What question is it? One cannot give up one's mental activity because physical, oral activities always involve what? Mind is involved in all the activities. So this question need not be there. வாக்காயகர்மணாம் காரணானி மானசானி கர்மாணி வர்ஜயித்வா அன்யானி சர்வகர்மாணி மனசா சந்நியஸ்ய இதி சேத் ந ஓ தென் சாஸ்திரியானாம் வாக்காய கர்மணாம் காரணானி மானசானி கர்மாணி வர்ஜயித்வா டு மீன் தட் ஆல் தி கிவிங் அப் ஆல் தி ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் மென்டலி Okay, then all the activity one has to do mentally, does it mean that you have to, one has to give other activities mentioned in the Shastram alone? Does it mean giving up of the activities mentioned in the Shastram? No. He is naiva kurvan nakarayan. Iti viseshanat. சர்வ கர்ம சந்நியாசஹ அயம் பகவதா உக்தஹ மரிஷ்யதஹ ந ஜீவதஹ இதி சேத் ஓ பகவான் சங்கரா டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் தி சர்வ கர்ம சந்நியாச ஒன்லி ஃபார் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் கோயிங் டு டை நாட் ஃபார் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் அலைவ் சர்வகர்ம சந்நியாசம் ஓகே நவ் யூ சே இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் ஒன் டு கிவ் அப் தி ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் பிசிக்கலி மென்டலி ஓரலி ஓகே டு கிவ் அப் தி ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஓரலி பிசிக்கலி ஆல்சோ இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் பிகாஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் இன்வால்வ்டு தேர் தென் வாட் டு யூ மீன் இஸ் இட் ஃபார் தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் கோயிங் டு டை ஆர் வாஸ் தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஃபார் தி அலைவ் நா சங்கரா சேஸ் தி ஆன்சர் நா நவத்வாரே புரே தேஹி ஆஸ்தே நவத்வாரே புரே தேஹி நைவ குர்வன்ன காரயன் சுகம் ஆஸ்தே திஸ் நைன் கேட்டட் சிட்டி ஆஃப் திஸ் பிசிக்கல் பாடி டோன்ட் காஸ்ட் மீ ஹவு கவுண்ட் அவர் கேட்ஸ் ஓகே Yes, you know how many gates are there, you can count your own gates. Okay, this physical body is said to be the nine-gated city, Navadvara Puram. Navadvare Pure, Sukham Asan, okay, like a king remaining Sukham Aste, enjoying the luxury, luxuriously the Sukham Aste, sitting, residing in this house, nine-gated city, palace. But here, naiva kurvanna na karayanna, without doing any activities, not causing somebody else to do any activities, this self, the meaning of the word I, is there. Understand? Therefore, and what is it when you cannot place I on the body, I on the mind, I on the senses, I on the pranas, I on anything, everything is object of knowledge. And nothing else is there also. I showed last class, previous class, what is there? Knowledge is unmanifest also. Unmanifest knowledge also is object of knowledge. Manifest knowledge also is object of knowledge. And that consciousness which is always there knowing, just being is knowing. Consciousness being is knowing. It's consciousness is, knowledge is. Knowledge always is. Jnanam sada asti. Asti bhati. It's always knowledge is. Knowing. Knowing the unmanifest knowledge, knowing the manifest knowledge. Knowledge is. Consciousness is. As a source of knowledge. And what God does this do? Doesn't do anything. Knowledge is the swarupam. Knowledge is the very swarupam. And actionlessness is the swarupam. Changelessness is the swarupam. Nature. Therefore, it is, we also saw avyayam, indestructible, avinashi, indeclinable. Because there's no, it is also changelessness is the swarupam. Main avikriyatvam, changelessness is the swarupam. Therefore, it is no, because also, why change the swarupam? No movement, slightest of motion is possible on the part of consciousness. Sarvagatatva, because of its all-pervasiveness, due to its subtleness. Understand? So it is indestructible also. And such an Atma, silence, noiselessness, speechlessness, actionlessness is the very swarupam. And if you know that consciousness, which is of the nature of actionlessness, silence and changelessness, is the meaning of the word I, substance of the substantive I, then naturally one cannot have the notion of oneself being the doer. That mentally, before jnanam, I am the doer notion was. After jnanam, I am the doer notion has gone. Just the notion has gone. The shift has taken place in understanding. The shift in understanding is what? Mentally giving up the activities. Not really giving up physically or orally or anything. And once one who is free completely, one has ascertained this vision of the self being free from doership and enjoyership, one who has given up the aham buddhi, one who is free from the doership, he is also free from what? Enjoyership. Aham bhokta. Not only he is free from the notion aham karta, aham bhokta. No, I am enjoyer, that notion also is not there. Because once you are free from the notion that you are the enjoyer, sukham is not there for you. Dukkham also is not there for you. Okay. Sukham is okay. What about the dukkham? Unwanted dukkham. I am sorrowful. I have sorrow. I have problems. That buddhi cannot be there. Why? Because I don't have, neither do I have, nor do I need to say that I don't have. Why? Because sukham is the Atma. Dukkham also is Atma. Sukham and Dukkham are all mithya which do not have independent existence of consciousness. And then this person who has, who's free from doership, who's free from enjoyership because of his knowledge of the self being consciousness, which is free from doership and enjoyership, such a person really has luxury. Really, I tell you, luxury is only in reveling in knowledge. Reveling in jnanam is luxury. There's no luxury. Really, there's no real luxury other than reveling in knowledge. Understand? That is why sukham aste. Sukham aste means what? A jnani, enlightened self, has this luxury of reveling in knowledge. Why? Because free from enjoyership. That luxury, sukham, free from all dependence. There's no emotional dependence. There's no emotional leaning. No? Free from all limitations. all problems. That is why luxury, sukham. Why? Bhoktrutvam nasti. I am the enjoyer, notion has gone. I am, because I am the doer, notion has gone. Why? Because the I know, body mind's complex, aham notion has been shifted from the body mind's complex to the consciousness. Understand? Therefore, he physically he performs activities, orally he performs activities, mentally also he thinks, because we have, one has to think to do orally physical activities. Only the notion is not there. The shift of absence of notion, okay, elimination of notion that I am the doer, but the shift of the aham buddhi from the body mind complex to the consciousness, the wake of the knowledge of the consciousness being pure, now free from jaship and doership, this jnani has the luxury. Understand? The real luxury is freeing oneself from the doership. By freeing oneself from the enjoyership. I am the enjoyer, that notion. By sukha, when you say I am an enjoyer, if the notion I am the enjoyer is there, you have dukkham, you have sukham. Sukham, you are affected by sukham, you are affected by dukkham. When the notion I am the enjoyer is not there, who is affected by, who has sukham, who has dukkham? Without the enjoyer being there, there cannot be sukham or there cannot be dukkham. Why? Dukkham is the self, I the self am. Dukkham is me, sukham also is me. Such a person, everything is, there's a second thing in an absolute vision. Therefore, saha sukham aste iti visesha vachana sarva karma sanyasaha ayam bhagavata uktaha marishyataha na jivataha iti chet. No, come on, don't get confused. It's not for the one who is going to die. It's for the one who does Bhagavan Krishna mean naiva kurvanna karyan snavadware pure dehi sukham aste? Does he mean that he is the one who is going to die or the one who is alive? So he says, nahi sarva karma sanyasena mrutasya tad dehe asanam sambhavati. Akurvataha akarayatascha dehe sanyasya iti sambandha. See, a dead person, we did not talk about the sarvakarma sanyasa of the person who is dead. When can you perform the karma? Only the person is alive, performance of karma is possible. Understand? We are not talking about the person who is dead or who is going to die. We are talking about the person who is alive in a physical body, in a body mind sense complex. That's what he says here. Akurvataha akaryatascha dehe sanyasya iti sambandha na dehe aste iti chet na sarvatra atmanaha avikriyatva avadharanat. He says, oh, does it mean then the body and mind, body and mind which is inactive, does he mean that by that? Come on, he says only one answer is given. Sarvatra atmanaha avikriyatva avadharanat. In every respect, ఆత్మనః అవిక్రియత్వ అవధారణాత్ డ్యూ టు ది ఫర్మ్ క్లియర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ బీయింగ్ అవిక్రియత్వం చేంజ్లెస్నెస్. ఓకే, ఫర్ వన్ టు డూ ఎనీ యాక్షన్ దెర్ మస్ట్ బి వాట్ మూవ్మెంట్, దెర్ మస్ట్ బి చేంజ్. When you say Atma is complete, changelessness is the swarupam. Avikriyatvam is the swarupam. Changeless, unchangeable. No? When you say that, then where is the question of doership there? Understand? We are not talking about the person who is dead. We are not talking about simply the activities. The jnani who is living there and he doesn't do any physical activity, we are not talking about that also. We are talking about the swarupam of the Atma being actionlessness. How swarupam of the Atma being actionlessness is based on the nature of the Atma being changelessness. Should be very clear. What he says. Asana.
Asana.
క్రియాయాః చ అధికరణ అపేక్షత్వాత్ తద్ అనపేక్షత్వాత్ చ సన్యాసస్య. సీ, విత్ ఆస్తే దట్ డౌట్ కమ్స్. ఆస్తే మీన్స్ వాట్? Remains. No? So remaining for that also he says, even the remaining also is what? Becomes an action. Understand? Remaining also sometimes becomes an action. But here even that is not possible. Even asana, aste, just for want of you, for want of words, we use the word aste iti. Asana means what? Being seated or remaining, staying. We use the word aste. Then aste also is an action, isn't it? That's what the question comes. Aste, simply we are using the word asanam, means remaining or being seated, etc. Really speaking, what does he say? Adhikarana apekshatva. Even to sit, you need what? Adhikaranam. You need some place to sit, to be there. Adhikaranam, some support, some locus is required for asanam. To be, to sit, to remain, to sit, to be seated, you need what? An adhikaranam. An adhikaranam means what? A support, a substratum. I mean, a locus is required. But what? Atma doesn't require any locus. Adhikaranam is not required for the Atma. Every word Shankara has to take and explain. You can't miss any word. The poor Pakshi can come with any one small word and ask any question. So what he says, avikriyatva avadharanat. Avikriyatva avadharanam means, clear understanding of what? Of the nature of this self. Being what? Self being actionless, changelessness. Therefore, what? Actionlessness is the swarupam of the Atma. That understanding, once you have dissolved the aham buddhi in the Atma, then you are free from the notion, you are the doer and the enjoyer. That is what is meant by the word sarva karma sannyasaha. Not giving up the activities, dead person, living person. Don't talk about the dead person, living person. Don't talk about any of the activities being of the physical body or the oral activities or the mental activities being given up. Here, giving up the actions means giving up the notion of oneself being the doer in the wake of the knowledge of the self being actionless. Therefore, tad anapekshatvat cha sannyasasya. We don't need any adhikaranam, okay, for sannyasa. You don't need any locus for anything. Just an understanding. Sampurvastu.
Sampurvastu.
Nyasa shabdaha.
Nyasa shabdaha.
अत्र
त्यागार्थः
न निक्षेपार्थः कस्मात् गीताशास्त्रे आत्मज्ञानवतः सन्न्यासः एव अधिकारः आत्मज्ञानवतः अंडर वन सेंटेंस आत्मज्ञानवतः कमन से नो आत्मज्ञानवतः सन्न्यासः एव अधिकारः सन्न्यासः एव अधिकारः इनफैक्ट सन्न्यासे एव अधिकारः एव कारः एम्फसाइजेस सन्यासे एव अधिकारः कस्य आत्मज्ञानवतः आत्मज्ञानवान् आत्मज्ञानवन्तम् आत्मज्ञानवता आत्मज्ञानवते आत्मज्ञानवतः आत्मज्ञानवतः रिमेम्बर आत्मज्ञानवतः पुरुषस्य सन्यासे एव अधिकारः one who knows for the knower of the self definitely performance of actions with doership is not possible. Okay? Therefore, there cannot be any actions on his part impelled by the desires. Therefore, no action is possible on the part of a jnani. He'll be doing some activities for loka sangrahartham. Just for the sake of living paradha, jnani will be performing activities. So what is the doubt? What doubt may come here? Does jnani perform an action or not? Jnani, until his last breath, as long as his paradha is there, as long as he is alive, he will be active. He'll be performing actions physically, orally, mentally. For what? Just for the sake of living his prarabdha or loka sangrahartham or for the well-being of the society. And he does not attract any punya papa. Why? He is free from doership. And because he is not affected by the failures or the successes of the in terms of results of actions. Why? He is not dependent on karma phalam for his happiness. Punya, okay? Success also is the same for him. Failure also same for the jnani. He'll be doing activities. And even as he is doing activities, there may be failure or success. But success or failure, the results of actions will be the same for a jnani. Why? He is not dependent on the results of karma for his happiness. Success comes paradha, failure comes paradha. No, others can enjoy it. Others will be the losers if he has failures. Others will be the gainers if he is successful. Understand? Because there is no loss or gain for him. Why? He is not dependent on anything for his happiness. Why? For his happiness is very surupam. Understand? So therefore he will definitely doing karma, but what he doesn't have is he is free from doership and enjoyership. Therefore, kimartham I'm explaining, okay? Sanyase eva adhikaraha. For whom? Atmajnanavatam. For those atmajnanavataha, sanyase eva adhikaraha. This is said in Bhagavad Gita. Na karmani. Again emphasis, look at this. Na karmani. A jnani cannot do any karma. Understand? Jnani cannot do any karma impelled by disease. Iti. Tatra tatra. So we are going to see, not only here, don't worry about it, if you haven't understood, Arjuna, everywhere, all over the Gita, Uparishtat, even further later on, Atma Jnana Prakarane Darshayishyamaha. Shankara says here, we shall see, we shall show you again, we shall try to give more clarity regarding this thing, what is discussed in this section, in future also, later on also. Uparishte, okay, he says Uparishtat, Atma Jnana Prakarane, where we will be discussing in the section dealing with self-knowledge, will show again. Don't worry about it. Is it clear? Prakritam tu vakshyamaha.
Prakritam tu vakshyamaha.
Okay, now, therefore, what has to be said now? Don't worry about anything anymore. Don't discuss about it now. Let us stop it here. Why? Uparishtate, later on, darshayishyamaha. We shall show. We are going to show. We are going to explain later on. Where? Atmajnana prakarane. This section dealing with self-knowledge. What are we going to do? This is show again. Sanya atmajnana vataha. Say that. Atmajnanavataha sanyase eva adhikaraha na karmani. A jnani cannot perform any actions at all with the notion of himself being the doer. Understand? He is eligible for only sannyasa. He is qualified for sannyasa. Not he is qualified for sannyasa. In fact, he is sarvakarma sannyasi. This fact, this is a fact. Jnanavataha, atma jnanavataha, not any other jnanavataha. Okay? For the one who knows the self, atma jnanavataha, sannyasa eva adhikaraha, natu karmani. This matter we'll discuss later again. Let us leave it for time being. We have discussed enough. Well, he says. Now let us see what is relevant here in this context. Prakritam tu vakshyamaha tatra atmanaha avinashitvam pratijnatam. Tat kim kimiva iti. Okay, so prakritam tu vakshyamaha. Come on, let us discuss what is relevant here now. What is relevant here? Atmanaha avinashitvam pratijnatam. It has been very clearly understood. One thing has been very clearly understood, very clearly stated. What is that? Pratijnatam. Samyak jnatam. Kim jnatam? Atmanaha avinashitvam. Indestructibility, imperishability of the self. Now, again, katham, how iti, katham iti ucchate. Again, he wants to say something more about the indestructibility of the self. Vasam, appa, we are going after 4 classes. Drag me. When are going to sum up once again? You should remember all the objections and the answers together systematically. I'll give you some. I want to read it out anyway. Vasamsi jinani yatha vihaya. Vasamsi jinani yatha vihaya. Vasamsi jinani yatha vihaya. Navani grinnati naroparani. Navani grinnati naroparani. Tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani. Tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani. Anyani sayati navani dehi. Anyani sayati navani dehi. Tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani.
Tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani.
अन्यानि संयाति न वाणि देहि अन्यानि संयाति न वाणि देहि सो हियर देहि यहां देहे निवसति सह देहि देहः इज व्हाट दिस इज अ देहः स्थूल देहः स्थूल देहे यह निवसति सह देहि ओके वन हु इंडवेल्स दिस ग्रास बॉडी इज द इंडवेलर ऑफ द बॉडी इज अ देहि हु द इंडवेलर ऑफ द बॉडी वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड द नाउ द सूक्ष्म शरीरम द सूक्ष्म देहः सटल बॉडी अंडरस्टैंड So, subtle body is there. Of these two, now we are not talking about the consciousness. Now you know, Atmanaha, Avinashitvam, Pratijnatam. In how the consciousness is indestructible is very clear. Why there is no second thing other than consciousness. Everything that is here is consciousness. The second thing must be there for the one thing to destroy the consciousness. If at all we analyzed in the last class, the stillness and water. Remember, some two class ago, when you reduce everything to stillness and water, entire ocean full of waves is been reduced to still water, and the stillness being independent, stillness being something which is non-separate from the water, stillness cannot cause any destruction, do any harm to the water, nor can water do any harm to the stillness. Understand? Because in fact stillness is water. All that is, there is only one vastu which is water. Similarly, here whether the knowledge is manifest or knowledge is unmanifest, all that knowledge is manifest, knowledge is unmanifest. This entire jagat is unmanifest when the knowledge is unmanifest. Entire jagat is manifest when the knowledge is manifest. And dependent on what? Consciousness. Where everything is what? Nothing but consciousness. And this consciousness is what? There is nothing which can destroy consciousness. Isn't it? Very clear. Therefore, we are not talking about the consciousness at all. But what about he? What about what happens to dehi? Here, even of these two dehas, subtle and gross body, understand? The subtle body is not subject to death. Subtle body only subject to get resolved. Understand? There is no such thing called death or destruction for the subtle body. Even the gross body is not subject to total destruction, absolute destruction. Please understand one thing. If there is no such thing called absolute total destruction at all. Well, then what do we mean by death? Death is only a change which takes place on the part of any material product. Every material product is subject to change. Why? Very matter is subject to change. Therefore, material product also subject to change. It is constantly undergoing change. Change is the changelessness of the nature of the unchangeable nature of the matter. Therefore, subject to change. And constantly is undergoing changes. Shad bhavikaraha asti jayate vardate viparinamate apakshiyate kshiyate nashyati. We saw all those. You are going to see Tattva Bodha class. Don't worry. I had done Tattva Bodha earlier. Anyway, I'll do it. We were going to first see. You will see the meaning of this verse beautifully when after I do Tattva Bodha, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm doing ulta. What to do? So here, this therefore it undergoes a change. Death of the physical body is in fact what? The departure of the subtle body from the gross body. Okay, the subtle body leaving the gross body is said to be the death of the physical body. Why? It becomes lifeless, inert, insentient, material thing when the subtle body leaves. then what? Slowly it's subject to get disintegrated. This body, the shariram itself means what? That which is subject to get disintegrated is shariram. Shiryamana subhavatvata shariram ityuchyate. Subject to get disintegrated. Understand, I told you 2-3 classes before, what is this gross physical body? I told you about 3 gunas. 5 subtle. Maya has what? Maya, this material, matter has 3 gunas. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. Tamasic as all the 5 elements, subtle elements have 3 gunas. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. Therefore, we have 15, in fact, aspects we have totally. The tamasic aspect of all the 5 subtle elements together form the gross body. Tamasic aspect of all the 5 elements together form the gross body. Understand? And this is the gross body. This gross body is subject to get disintegrated. It's subject to get burnt. It keeps on burning. This is called dahyamanatvat dehaha. It consumes energy. It exhausts energy. Consumption of energy, exhaustion of energy. That is what is body. This is called deha. Dahati, dahati. You know, burns. It burns energy. You know that. We consume energy in the form of food. And we have energy in the body. And burn the energy. Then exhaust the calories. Is what? Burning the energy. Isn't it? And at last, subject to get burnt. Deha. And shariram. And you have to get disintegrated. So getting disintegrated means what? What are the 5 subtle elements? Akashaha, Vayuhu, Agnihi, no, Apaha, Prithivi. The 5 subtle elements, I'm not talking about the other elements, okay? These 5 subtle elements have what? Tamogunaha. So the tamasic aspect of these 5 subtle elements get grossified. No, then what happens? Grossification means what? Every element has 1/8 of every other element. So half of its own tamas. Now space has half of its own tamas. Understand? Then 1/8 of tamas of other 4 elements. Understand? Therefore, they become grossified. Like Akasha, Vayuhu, Agnihi, Apaha, Prithivi, each element, each subtle elements has got tamas, and the tamasic aspect of all the five elements are there in all the 5 elements. They get grossified. And that is what, in fact, all the gross physical bodies are what? Modified form of grossified, okay, element. Tamasic aspect of subtle elements. Therefore, the subject to get change. Therefore, it has to, there is a time. Then the body, this physical gross subtle body leaves. Therefore, this body only gets disintegrated. Disintegration of physical body is said to be physical death, as a change. But what happens to the subtle body? Subtle body is not subject to relative destruction also. Please listen carefully. Gross body is subject to relative destruction. And subtle body is not subject to relative destruction also. There is no such thing called absolute destruction. There is only relative destruction for this gross body. Okay, which is subject to undergoing change. But subtle body is not subject to even relative destruction also. Then what happens? It continues to live. What does the deha do? Dehi do? Dehi leaves this old dirty body, takes to a new fresh body. Subtle body is the Dehi. Remember that. Subtle body is the Dehi. What is subtle body? Remember again, I tell you. I didn't want to tell you today, but still I have to tell you now. What is subtle body? I told you, five subtle elements are there. Don't think of the elements what we have now. There are five subtle elements. Pure space, pure air, pure fire principle, pure water principle, and pure earth principle. When I say subtle elements, imperceptible, invisible, five subtle elements. What we see through our physical body, no physical eyes, what we feel through the physical senses, are all what? No, only gross elements. There are five subtle elements. And the each subtle element has got what? Three gunas. What are three gunas? Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. And the sattvic aspect of, sattvic aspect of the space becomes what? The hearing power of the ears. Sattvic aspect of the air becomes the touch, power of touch. Sattvic aspect of the fire becomes the seeing power of the eyes. Sattvic aspect of the water becomes the, the power of taste. Sattvic aspect of the earth becomes the power of smelling. Five sense powers are, the respective five sense powers are the sattvic aspect of five subtle elements. And all the sattvic aspects of all the five elements together become what? Mind. Over now? Sattvic aspects are over. What is there now? Rajas. What is Rajas now? Similarly here, Rajasic aspect of five different, five subtle elements becomes the Karma Indriyani. Five organs of action. And all the five aspects of all the five elements together become what? Five physiological functions. Over. Rajasic aspects of five subtle elements form the five physiological functions together. Now what we left behind is only tamasic aspect. Tamasic aspect of five elements alone get grossified, become grossified. How do they become grossified? Each element has half of its own tamas, and it has 1/8 of the tamas of other four elements. And this gross physical body is nothing but the modified form of, formed by, in fact, tamasic aspect of grossified, five subtle elements. Grossified tamasic aspect of five subtle elements. Understand? Everything is what now? Material. Now you know what is matter. These three gunas, are manifest. You can't see gunas separately like this. Tamasic aspect is in the form of physical body. Rajasic aspect is manifest in the form of what? Pranas and our organs of action. Sattvic aspect is manifest as what? Sense powers and mind. All these aspects were there before? Did they exist before? Yes. Where? In the form of Maya. That's why Maya is a three-stranded string, which you can say. As what? As the Jnana Shakti, as Kriya Shakti, and Dravya Shakti. Dravya Shakti inherent in Maya manifests as Tamas. Jnana Shakti in Maya you know, manifests as what? Sattva. Kriya Shakti in, understand? In Maya, manifests as what? Rajas. Dravya Shakti. Dravyam manifests as tamas.
What is Dravya?
Dravyam, the inertia. Understand? I'm going to talk anyway, don't worry. I'm not very worried about it because it is such a big topic, okay? These things that I should have taught is all not relevant for Gita class. We are supposed to have understood all these things much earlier. They're all kept for pending. When? For a 2-day program. I'm going to discuss everything with you. Listen, now so here, this graph, now we know, we have to know very clearly, everything, any material product, any material product is subject to change. You know, body, mind, sense, complex being object, you know, the subtle body and gross body are subject to change, we have to understand. But what he says is, the gross body is subject to only relative destruction. It undergoes changes. Only the shape changes, form changes, color changes, becomes a powder. Understand? But subtle body is not subject to even the relative change. It continues to exist. There's no such thing called death at all for the subtle body. But in the wake of the knowledge, subtle body will resolve. How? Don't worry about it. Anyway, it's not object to death. So what does it do then if it is not, it doesn't die? Let us not worry about subtle body getting resolved. Okay? We only say subtle body is not subject to relative change. Also, gross body subject to relative destruction. Subtle body continues to live. What? How? It assumes another body. That is why how? Just as you change your clothes every day. Or you can say, when you wear the clothes, every day you change the clothes, can you change the body every day? No, don't worry about it. You buy a clothes, set of dress, and you wear it as long as it is good and new. It is torn and worn. It cannot be worn anymore. Then what you do? You throw it away, buy a new set of dress. Like that, when this body becomes aged, old, unusable, useless, then subtle body leaves this physical body and assumes new bodies. Okay? Yatha. That's why yatha. Yatha, just as. Okay? Naraha. Now he says Naraha. Jirnani vasamsi vihaya. Jirnani vasamsi vihaya navani grinnati. What does man do? Man now takes new clothes, leaving aside the old ones. Jirnani vasamsi vihaya. Okay, jirnam, vastram, again the vases. The vasas is a shakara of the shabda. That's why vasamsi. Good gender word, like vastrani. Vasamsi is equal to vastrani. So, jirnani vastrani vihaya. Leaving aside, throwing away the jirnani vastrani. Jirnam, digested, in fact. Digested, worn. Okay, they mean the gone, torn. So, worn out clothes. Jinani vasamsi vihaya naraha kim karoti aparani navani grinnati. He takes the new ones. Tatha, similarly, jinani sharirani vihaya, leaving aside the worn out bodies, giving up the worn out old bodies. Dehi navani sarirani sayati. Dehi assumes new fresh bodies. It's a happy, it's nice to know that we are getting new clothes. Therefore, when death happens, this one concept you cannot understand, you cannot find in other cultures. This is a fact. This is a very subtle fact. No other culture talks about the subtle, continuous, okay, the continuous existence of the subtle body. I don't like to use the word soul. I don't like to use the word soul at all. I only say sukshma dehaha. Sukshma deha is what now? Dehi. Okay, from the standpoint of the subtle body, dehi is what? Continues to exist. Dehi does not die. Even if you want dehi to die, it is not possible to kill the dehi. Dehi continues to exist. And what does it do? It's always alive. When this physical body, which this is a fact, very subtle fact, profound fact. Because it is not available within the realm of scientific discovery. Discoveries. Understand? Science cannot explain the continuity of the life of the subtle dehi. Dehi continues to live, and it's a fact. It's a very, very subtle fact. And Bhagavad Gita Shastram very clearly, assertively, emphatically states, come on, dehi na nashyati, dehi na, no? Nashna nashyati, dehi naha nashaha nasti. Understand? So, kim bhavati then? It leaves the physical body, but what still we are mourning, we are lamenting and worried, death, something called death. We can't relate to the person. That is true. We are helpless. This physical body, when it falls, this dehi leaves the deha and happily takes to the new body, assumes another new body. Like what? Just as naraha leaves aside the old worn out clothes, unusable clothes, takes the new ones. Similarly, dehi leaves the old body and takes the fresh, young, new body, healthier body. The sick body leaves and takes the new one, new bodies. Yatha naraha vasamsi jirnani vasamsi vihaya jirnani vastrani vihaya tyaktva aparani navani vastrani grinnati tatha dehi jirnani sharirani vihaya aparani navani nutanani sharirani grinnati ar samyati ar yati tatra ka paridevana. Okay, what is there to worry? And this is an unalterable, unchangeable fact. If you are intelligent, understand the nature of the matter. Matter also is not produced or not created. Therefore, because this is not created, it is also not destroyed. It cannot be destroyed. That's all. Anything created can be destroyed. Uncreated cannot be destroyed. So Maya, unmanifest knowledge, which is said to be the material cause of the Jagat, is not created. And all the inherent Shaktis, which alone manifest as the three gunas, jnana shakti, kriya shakti, archa shakti, kriya shakti, dravya shakti, which alone manifest as what? all three gunas. And all three gunas, now again what manifest as all these subtle and gross forms, then nothing can be destroyed. But undergoes a change. And that undergoing change is the nature of the Maya, nature of the matter. Undergoing the change is the nature of the matter. Changelessness is the nature of the consciousness, the Atma. Undergoing change is the nature of the matter. Understand? But for the matter to undergo change, it needs a changeless substratum, which is Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, body falls, it has to fall. It's a subtle body, it departs. Subtle, because it is subtle, and nothing can. So, the subtle body, when it leaves, nothing can, whenever the gross body is killed or gets destroyed, nothing can affect the subtle body. Why? A gross thing, anything external to the physical body is gross. Body itself is gross, anything else in the physical body is gross. A gross thing cannot cause any harm to the subtle thing. If I go and hit the space, what will happen? Nothing. Understand? If you cut the water, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Similarly, subtle body cannot be destroyed at all. And subtle body continues. So, Dehi continues to exist. Dehi has no beginning. Dehi continues to exist. Okay? Dehi will resolve in jnanam. This is called mokshaha, liberation of the soul. I don't want to talk about it now. That's not my topic. But here, Dehaha Nashyati. Nashyati means not totally, but relatively undergoes changes. This is a fact about the unchangeable nature of the material product. Okay? And this is how the Deha subtle matter is, which is manifest a subtle body, is indestructible. It doesn't undergo any change, continues to exist. This is the fact about the Dehi, the Sukshma Dehaha, and Dehaha, the gross body. This is the nature of two different bodies. We have no say over it. Okay? Will you please say after me once? Yatha.
Yatha.
Naraha.
Naraha.
Jirnani Vasamsi Vihaya.
Jirnani Vasamsi Vihaya.
Aparani Navani Grinnati. Grinnati Tatha Dehi Jirnani Sharirani Vihaya
Jirnani
Sharirani Vihaya Anyani Navani Sharirani
Anyani
Aparani Navani Sharirani Grinnati Sayati Svikaroti. Simply added the voice again. It takes Anyani Aparani are synonyms. Vasamsi iti.
Vasamsi.
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 Vastrani.
Vastrani.
I already told you. Vasas. Na is from the root vas. What is the dhatu here? Vas. What is the verb here? Vaste. Vaste means what? Covers. Understand? That is why vasas means that which covers. Vastram is that which covers. Which other language tells you this? Tell me. Vastra means that which covers. Amazing, isn't it? Is it Vasyam, Isha Vasyam? I don't want to go there again. Jirnani.
Jirnani.
Okay, Jirna means what? Literally, Jirna means what? Jirna. I have always had so many doubts. Maybe the geriatric word must have come from. Okay, Jirna Shabda. Okay, anyway. Jirnani means worn out, old. So Durbalatam Gatani.
Durbalatam
Gatani. Which can't be used anymore. Yatha.
Yatha.
Loke.
Loke.
In this word, okay, Vihaya.
Vihaya.
Shankara gives the word Vihaya. For this word Vihaya, Shankara gives Parityajya. Parityagaha means giving up. Parityagaha means again you have no intention of taking it back. That's called Parityaga. Giving up means what? Giving up, giving something up for once for good. Okay, it's what? Parityaga. Tyagaha is giving up. Once you give up, again like my giving up of coffee. I give up coffee for some time, again I take it. After some time again, I have coffee tyagaha for 1 week and there's no coffee parityagaha. Okay? Again, after week's time, again I start drinking. Like, that's not parityagaha. Parityajya means you don't touch it again at all. It's gone. Yes, parityaga. So here, vihaya ityukte parityajya. Parityajya. Okay. So, giving up the worn-out clothes, what does he do? Navani.
Navani.
Navani means abhinavani, very fresh. Abhinavani.
Abhinavani.
Grinnati.
Grinnati.
Upadatte.
Upadatte.
He takes over, he takes. Naraha.
Naraha.
Yes, Purushaha.
Purushaha.
Aparani.
Aparani.
Aparani means anyani.
Anyani.
Tatha.
Tatha.
See, we know the word tatha already, you know the meaning of the word. It's an indicable tatha means so. But still, he wants to give the meaning tadvat, like that. Tadvat. See, now? Tadvat. Eva.
Eva.
Tadvadeva. Katham. Katham, the question comes. Katham. Dehi. Katham. Grinnati. Sharirani. Dehi. Na nashyati. Dehasya patane, yada dehaha patati, tada dehi kim karoti. What kim karoti? Patitam deham tyaktva parityajya vihaya anyam nutanam abhinavam shariram grinnati. Takes. Katham tatha karoti? Yatha naraha. Jirnani, okay, vastrani, vihaya, anyani, nutanani, svikaroti, tatha, tadvat, tadvadeva, sharirani vihaya, sharirani vihaya, tadvadeva dehi vihaya, kidrushani sharirani, jirnani, jirnani sharirani vihaya, anyani samyati sangachati. Perfectly, don't it? Gachati means goes. Sangachati means it assumes, or perfectly assumes. We don't need to teach the dehi how to go, where to go, when to go. Dehi is not dependent on anybody's instruction to assume which body should I assume. But you have choice in clothes, okay? You can go to the shop, get confused, you can break your head against the wall. Oh my God, all the colors I like, which to choose, which I don't know, what which not to buy, which is cheap, which is expensive, which color is desirable, which color is not desirable. The choice is there, it's a big problem. But here there's no problem at all. Dehi has already designed body, one body, already well designed. Here Dehi has no choice. Understand? But you have choice in terms of choosing your clothes. But Dehi has no choice in terms of choosing the Shariram. According to poor Punya Papa, some body is already ready, already it has already stitched, readily kept dresses there and with the tailor. Okay? And whether he likes it or not, I don't like it. No choice. You just this much only money you paid, like that. This much only punyam you have. Get into this. Come on. Okay? Divinu papam you have. Get in here. whether you like it or not, and be there for some time, quietly. And then if you want, again, we keep on doing good things and expect something better if you want. And like that, Dehi is our instructor, okay? There's no choice for Dehi, poor Dehi, there's no choice. But the body is definite, new body is definite, but choice is not definite, choice is not there. Whether with reference to Vastrani, you have choice. So here, anyway, I'm stopping Peterji, wait. So, Sangachati, okay? So, it assumes another body perfectly without being instructed or guided by anybody, anything. Navani, okay. Dehi, Atma,
Atma.
Okay, Purushavate,
Purushavate.
Okay, Avikriyaha Yeva,
Avikriyaha Yeva.
Iti,
Iti.
Arthaha,
Arthaha.
Okay. Therefore, Purushavate, Avikriyaha Yeva. When you choose to, when your worn out bodies, the worn out clothes are thrown away, you take to the new clothes, what happens to you? You don't die. You continue to exist, only change the clothes. Similarly, Purushavate, like when the man throws away his worn out clothes and takes the new ones, nothing happens to man. Similarly, Atmanaha, nothing happens, okay? Atma, nothing happens for the self, nothing happens for the Dehi. Okay, nothing happens for Dehi, Dehi continues to be there. Only the body is changed. Avikriyaha eva. Okay, there's no change or whatsoever happened on the part of the one who chooses the new clothes, throwing aside the old ones. Similarly, nothing happens on the part of the Dehi or the Atma. Okay, when the Deha, okay, is changed. It changes from one Deha to the another Deha. In fact, it is transmigration. Okay, transmigrates. We'll talk about it later on. Okay. Kasma tavikriha eva. How it is unchangeable? How the Dehi is unchangeable? How the Atma is avikriha eva? We'll see next class.